Hello, everybody. My name is Gary Bibb. I run a website called BibbsRevenge.com. That's BibbsRevenge.com. I'm here to tell you about our twice weekly podcast. My partner and I, my partner being Yaz Loreno, we do a twice weekly podcast that we post on my site. It's generally Wednesdays and Saturday, Sundays. Try to keep it consistent. It's a humor podcast. It's a talk podcast. It's might be the web's first cringe humor podcast. We take on any and all subjects, politics, poop. Who doesn't love poop? Arnold Schwarzenegger makes a weekly visit for some reason. It's just great fun. I'd like you guys to stop by, give a listen. I'm going to play a little clip here for you so you get an idea. It's a little 5-minute clip. If you like what you hear, stop on by. The RSS2 feed is up. Leave comments. I have a mailing list if you want to be on to get show updates. I'm sure in the future we will be running some sort of contests or, you know, trying to keep people alert as to the goings on with the show. If you'd like to be on the show, feel free to drop me an email. Our email address is there, or just email me at GaryBibb@BibbsRevenge.com. So up now is a 5-minute clip, like I said, from our latest podcast. Gives you a pretty good idea of what we do and how we do it. So like I said, please stop by, give us a listen if you like it. Subscribe if you don't like it. Then what's wrong with you? We had in here in New Jersey's
getting a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah, priests touching kids, priests stealing money, and maybe it was a
National Guard F-16 fighter shooting at schools.
Yeah, or maybe a priest was flying the plane. We can only hope.
Yeah, he couldn't get any ass from the second grade class, so he decided to shoot him over the next F-16.
Couldn't get any man-boy love. He started killing elementary school kids. But really, nobody was killed. A National Guard F-16 fighter.
The only person that was in the school was the janitor.
Yeah.
Was it Willie?
Groundskeeper Willie. That's a bonny pile of leaves. I wish I knew more Groundskeeper Willie lines.
But okay, they were practicing.
Right. They have
the targets were 3.5 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
They have and he shot range. Up a school.
Right.
I used to live actually near there, so I kind of know the area. There was always B-52s and F-16s.
Oh, yeah. There's
all kinds of shit flying
huge
above.
Planes.
And, you know, but I never got shot at.
No.
Unfortunately, because if I would have got shot at, I'd be in the court suing the crap out of somebody.
Oh, because there's been a lot of this lately. Like, I remember recently somebody was hiking, not in New Jersey.
At least it wasn't an air show with airships crashing.
My God, the airships are falling from the sky.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yep. Next.
Next.
Well, we talked about that already.
What, the Canadians?
Canadia? Get me to church on time. Wait, what was that? After exhorting citizens...
What? See, we're supposed to read this before we actually do the show.
Yeah. After exhorting citizens to smile more, flush toilets after use, be courteous on the road, and have more babies, Singapore is zeroing in on rude wedding guests. Oh, Singapore, who gives a shit? Go to next.
All right, this will be our last story because we're getting close to 50 minutes.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. If you've ever wondered why the cost of your airline tickets is going up... look at the size of the waist of the person next to you.
Yes.
If that's going up as you're sitting there, then that's a reason why your airline ticket's going up.
If you go to the airport, you definitely see some people in there that need 2 or 3 seats.
Yeah.
Maria, you are still skinny. That is good.
We could fly very cheap, Maria.
We fly cheap. The fat person fee does not apply to us.
That's 5 shows in a row that Arnold has appeared.
It only applies to me because my shoulders are so broad.
My shoulders are so broad. Just like you, Maria, you are broad. Look, I make it funny.
You are broad that takes it to the pooper.
Oh, my God.
She is skinny, though. Bring her 2 dinners.
Give her 2 bags of airline peanuts.
Give her lots of alcohol. She gets drunk easy.
You give her a baby bottle of alcohol, and she is out.
We go into the bathroom and join Mile High Club.
But I can't fit in there with my broad shoulders.
We need 2 bathrooms.
I break the door off.
Maria, Come to the bathroom. I'm going to put it in your pooper.
All right. So anyway.
Enough with the pooper, Arnold, please.
What happens is airlines can only take so much weight. And that costs more in fuel because in order for that plane, like a car. When you have extra weight in a car, it costs more fuel to power the car because it takes more power to move the weight. Same with planes, people. And because we as a society are getting fatter, the fuel costs go up.
You need to start working out more.
I thought Arnold was dead.
He came back in.
I'm glad you looked at the door, too, to show me he
came
back.
Yes, he's right there. Hi, Arnold.
Hello. How are you doing? I'm over here in the back.
I'm over here now. Boga loga log, boga loga log.
Now you're doing dice.
No, it was Arnold. He's right there. Look.
Yeah, but that's dice. So you're doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold does dice.
Maria, get me out of here.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet.
All right, enough. That's too much now.
A stupid bitch.
Yeah, all right. So if you're fat and your airline ticket costs a lot, now you know why. I think we're...
It should make these people get on the scale before they get on the plane.
Yeah. For every pound you are over the median weight, it's
I will beat you senseless.
Senseless.
Whoa.
You were doing your own echo.
Today.
Sunday.
Oh, boy.
All right. I think we're done.
That's it.
And, we'll be back sometime during the week. I'm going to figure out when I got time because, of course, now that I'm starting a new job. It's all gravy, people.
Starting a new job.
Send us comments. Send us suggestions.
Send me hate mail.
You won't send them hate mail. Nobody writes me about the show anyway.
I want to get
200 people listen and nobody writes me. Nobody writes you. Okay. Maybe we're doing too much right.
I want to get hate mail.
You won't get hate mail.
Well,
like I said, the emails will be posted on my site, bibsrevenge.com. Emails will be posted there. You can leave a suggestion, comment, email, hate mail, love mail. If you want to send a bomb threat, I'm more than willing to accept it. As for now, I'm Bib.
And I'm Yaz.